This is Dr. Olivera, dictator for May the 9th of 2024. The first patient is Karen McCracken. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, McCracken, M-C-C-R-A-C-K-E-N. Is the clinical case of a 65-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The laboratory workup that we have available shows that the patient continues with a creatinine that is 2.8, a BUN of 58, and an estimated EFR of 18. The sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 is within normal limits. In the urinalysis, there is in the dipstick. The dipstick is with a protein 2 plus, and we have a protein creatinine ratio that is 1.6 compared to the determination that was the last time in February of 1.1, despite of the administration of Farxiga. I understand that there is limitation in the administration of the non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitor. I am going to get off the recommendations, and I explain to the patient that at this point is attempting the use of this in order to hold the progression of the proteinuria versus going into hemodialysis or peritoneal dialysis. We are going to add 5 milligrams of finerenone every other day. And we are going to check the potassium and the kidney function in 2 weeks and adjust the dose according to those results. Number two, proteinuria. The proteinuria is discussed above and it is concerning. The fact that she has to go into renal replacement therapy, and for that reason we are going to emphasize a low protein intake, continue with the fluid restriction, and the extremely low sodium, and avoid the industrial production of food in order to fight a further deterioration. Following number, the patient has iron deficiency anemia. She goes to the Florida Cancer Center. She has a hemoglobin of 11.1, and the iron stores are satisfactory. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, a remote history of nephrolithiasis. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that has been so far compensated. Following number, history of heart failure that is compensated at the present time. Following number, hyperlipidemia with cholesterol of 146, HDL of 40, triglycerides of 267, and the LDL cholesterol of 71. We are going to reevaluate this case in about 8 weeks with laboratory workup.